Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in, the one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Ashew and Fracostos, Ken Barkley here. South Park hat today. I think this is the first time I've done a show with you where the beanie is the hat. It's usually been a different hat, so this is nice change of pace because it's what,
it's
like
a very
minus
exciting
two
time.
Degrees where you are?
it's really a great time to be alive. Wind chill here is single digits in Connecticut today. I believe the low is two in my town right now. So two, one, two. That's it. That's how quickly you can get to the low tonight. So we're just, you know, staying a little warm. We got a little got a warm sweater on. We got a hoodie on. We're just, you know, going to look like a grizzly bear here with the beard. We're just big wintertime vibes going on over here.
You know what? This is the time of year where, yeah, it's better to just not shave and get as warm as possible. I thought it was cold, and it's 27 I'm looking at where I am right now. So I feel warmer suddenly just by you telling me that. There's something about the wind, a really cold wind blowing your face. It's basically the equivalent of getting mushed. Like somebody just takes their palm and mushes your face. I feel about exactly the same, except the difference is it's not a person doing it to me. It's Mother Nature, and I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I like? You know what I'd rather live south? You know what I like? Feeling my extremities, my nose, my ears. It's like knowing that they're there, like knowing that they're not detached from my body. That's what I appreciate.
There's a certain point where I just want to get out of the house too. And then I walk outside and go, nope, never mind. I want to go outside anywhere. If I'm in studio
opening,
occasionally.
Grand closing.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. It's just, it's awful. Is Brian ready yet? Nobody told me whether or not he's ready.
Yeah, he's on. We're good.
Great.
You're good.
Thank you. That's, I'm going to pull back the curtain as you like to do sometimes too. We just pull it back. Joining us on the Roman guest line is Odyssey NBA insider Brian Scalabrine. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing excellent. You guys?
We're doing great, Scally. Ken is
doing better because he had Georgia last night and I did not. So, you know, he feels a little
Nick
bit
had Alabama, Scal.
Did.
Nick had Bama and I had Georgia. So that's kind of how we're doing. How's the betting been going? Did you bet? Maybe you bet the championship game last night for college football. Otherwise, you've been betting any NBA?
Yeah, I don't bet on any other sports because I don't know any other sports. That's like my problem. But I got lucky. I have to admit, I got lucky last night. I took the Celtics and the In the live bet, I took them in the over, and it was a disgusting game that went to overtime that needed a crazy amount of things to happen for it to finally hit 1 point over on the live bet. So I almost stopped and bought like five Powerball tickets on the way home. So that was not, you know how you can get a bad beat? That was a, I don't know what you guys call it when you're not supposed to win and you win.
It's a good win. It's the opposite of a bad beat. It's a good win. That's what, you know, you just, it's
a good win.
Somebody else's bad beat. Yeah. Somebody's bad beat. Somebody else's good win. That's all it is.
Yeah. But I should have followed my gut. Usually I don't love doing over unders. I feel like because of the referees or the crowd or the way the game can unfold or a guy, like a lot of things could change. But I always feel more confident with a team winning by a certain amount. But whatever reason, I really thought that game was going to open up in the middle of the game, and it didn't open up. But eventually, I got lucky overtime, big shot by Tatum and all that stuff. So a good win versus a bad beat. It wouldn't have been a bad beat. It would have been a bad bet.
Sometimes it's just about being lucky. There is nothing wrong with being lucky. You celebrate that and just be happy. That's how I am. I'm like, look, I don't care how it happened. I won. I feel lucky. That's all that matters. Klay Thompson back for the Warriors. And clearly this has been a huge conversation around the NBA. I mean, it's been 2 years and it was just electric watching his return and the way that the fans were there and the energy and that snarl face that he had. I mean, this Warriors team is clearly different than, you know, what they were when they had their previous dynasty. But this has the makings to me, the feeling of the start of like Warriors dynasty 2.0 with a lot of the young talent they've added, still keeping their core, obviously minus Kevin Durant, but they won without him anyway. The Warriors are still second best odds to win the NBA championship right now with Bet Rivers at plus 450. Do you look at them as now the favorite to win the title with Klay Thompson back?
You know what? I still like Milwaukee. I do. But I think the Warriors become that much stronger of a favorite coming out of the West. And I the big part of that is, like, I don't think Kevon Looney is good enough over a course of 30 minutes. Like, DeAndre Ayton is so much better. But I do think that Wiseman's going to figure out a way to help these guys out. And so they'll have a little bit more size. I just think they need to be a little bit more athletic up front. But as of right now, yes, I believe that the Warriors are going to come out because I felt the same things you felt watching Klay Thompson come back and all that stuff. Like, I felt the same things, and it was great. We call it the stanky face. You call it the snarl. Like, I just thinking about it, and I was really wondering how the Warriors were going to respond and how it was all going to look. And I think it went 10 times better than I thought for the Warriors from this standpoint. Klay Thompson is going to be on a minute restriction, but he's not just going to be out there just floating around, like just playing minutes, man. He's going to be super aggressive when he's out there. So he's going to have his moments. Steph obviously is going to have his, and Jordan Poole and all the other guys, Wiggins is going to have. So I just think that addition is a great addition in what I've been calling the dog days of the NBA right now, where people are just kind of going game to game and figuring out maybe how to turn it up in the fourth. Like, he breathes electricity to what they're doing. And I do think long-term, as this season goes along, as he gets better, that the Warriors are going to get stronger. So I'm really curious on when Wiseman comes back. And I think they need a little bit more physicality if they're going to win in the NBA now. Like, you have Draymond, you have Wiseman, Kevon Looney. Like, those guys need to play a lot harder. Not Draymond, but Wiseman and Looney. And then I do think that they can take it to another level and be better than Phoenix or Utah.
Scal, I'm curious with Klay coming back, obviously, and like you mentioned, sort of breathing some excitement into just this part of the season. I mean, we had those weeks where COVID, nobody's playing, it's Christmas time and the games kind of stink. And now we're kind of getting everybody back and Klay is coming back. So I'm with you on that. In terms of Klay and the Warriors, I'm curious if you think his return impacts the MVP race in a significant way. So Curry's the favorite still. He's been favorite basically for the last month and a half. He's plus 130 to win the MVP award. Obviously, the most viable candidate that we have. But with Klay coming back, figure as the minutes restriction maybe gets lifted eventually, or as Klay starts taking more of the shots, Wiseman's going to come back. It's a monster team. Is there any other candidate out there that you'd be interested in? I'll read you kind of some of the other prices that stand out to me, see if there's any of them tickle your fancy, basically. So Durant's 2-1 right behind Curry, Giannis 7-1, Jokic 10-1, and then you go into 40s and 50s for anybody else you can think of. How would you handicap the MVP market, Klay coming back? You know, maybe that impacts Curry's chances a little bit.
I think it's going to help Curry, but can I ask you real quick, where's LeBron at in all this? Because he's been putting up big numbers. I know the Lakers are losing, but LeBron has the media in his back pocket.
He's 40-1 scale. 40. Yeah.
40. You know what? I do that because I don't trust the media. I don't trust the media in the sense that they might just say, he's been this, he's been that, there's numbers here, numbers there. I don't know, man. I do think Curry's going to win it. I told you guys at the beginning of the year when Curry was not the favorite that I like the Curry bet. I sprinkled a little bit of money on the Curry bet. But I like, you know me, I always look for value. In the way that LeBron has been playing, maybe they make a trade, maybe Anthony Davis comes back. Like, I wouldn't mind sprinkling a little bit of something to maybe hit big, even though I'm not sure that that LeBron James coming back and winning the MVP is that big of a possibility. But I do like the odds of that because the media, you never know, man. You just never know with those guys or gals.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect
for real. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah,
we're in the media. You never know about us. I would love to vote. What about you, Nick? You want to vote? Man,
I listen, let me tell you something. LeBron,
you guys aren't pandering to the, you know.
No, we're betting. No. We're trying to figure out who's getting pandered to and how we can make money off of it. Basically, that's what we're trying to figure out. And sounds like you're kind of interested in LeBron, which makes a lot of sense.
The MVP voting is always weird. It does.
I wouldn't vote for him. I just want to say I wouldn't vote for him.
Right. But you're not voting. Yeah, you're not the one voting, right?
I just want to be clear. Like with me saying this is I just think you never know with those and it's not like LeBron isn't playing really well right now. You just never know with the media when it comes to LeBron James. You just never know.
I mean, he hasn't won since 2013, so maybe everybody feels like he's overdue, and at 40-1, you get some value in there with that. But, you know, it's interesting, too, to see DeMar DeRozan have the same odds as LeBron James to win MVP this year. And the Bulls were kind of that team. There was a certain group of teams early, especially in the East, where we looked at and were like, oh, look at these surprises. Look at the Wizards. Look at the Knicks. Look at the Bulls and the Hornets. And then the Wizards have fallen off. The Knicks have fallen off. The Hornets are kind of leveled out because they can't play any defense. But the Bulls have stayed kind of leveled to where they were. When you look at this Bulls team, you've got them at 18-1 right now to win the title. I'm not saying they're going to win a championship, but that odd certainly is. It's out there right now. What is the ceiling for this Chicago Bulls team?
Yeah, so I don't think unless injuries happen, or there's also maybe a combination of like Brooklyn being second seed and Milwaukee being third seed, but just like from right now, not knowing seeding or anything like that, I just can't see the Bulls beating those teams. I just don't. As currently constructed, I don't think the Nets are done. I think they're going to make some moves. I think they're going to get somebody in the buyout market. There's going to be a lot of things that happen, but I like the Bulls. I mentioned this probably 2 weeks ago. I love these like underdog bet to go to the final, like Bulls Warriors, you know, like the odds of those two going to the NBA finals. I like some things like that, but I think the odds would reflect that, right? I think that you can get a lot of traction off of those two, that bet, maybe paying off something that's, you know, some astronomical number for, you know, risking very little. But I guess in the world of Milwaukee or Brooklyn, maybe playing against each other, having an absolutely grueling series and then not even Giannis, but like maybe a Drew Holiday goes down. That's how like the things that have to happen. Doesn't mean it can't. Like last year, think about this time if we would have said the Phoenix Suns are going to the NBA Finals. I mean, there was probably strong odds. You'd probably get like, you know, nice odds for the Suns to go to the NBA Finals, let alone win it. Like, I can't even imagine what that is. But yeah, I do think, like, I wouldn't bet the Bulls to make it on their own and think or win a championship on their own. But I wouldn't mind sprinkling it in with a team that might be an underdog out West or even the favorite, just to see what kind of odds I can get on that.
No, it makes a ton of sense. And Scal, speaking of the Bulls, just to bring it back to the next question, their game tonight, probably the least fascinating game on the board from a spread standpoint. They're a monster favorite at home against the Detroit Pistons, but Detroit's been a little interesting. And I want to ask you about them, and specifically about Cade Cunningham. So Detroit beats Utah last night. Cunningham's brilliant, 29, 8 assists. I think he's shooting like over 35% from three now on the season. And in the rookie of the year market, you know, we know Mobley missed some time earlier. He's a favorite. He's minus 150. And you have Cunningham sitting there at plus 450. Scotty Barnes has been in and out of the lineup. He's in between the two of them. So that, you know, there's your sort of consensus top few picks are all, you know, staying as the favorites in the rookie of the year market, but Cunningham plus 450 playing as well as he's played recently. What have you seen from Cade, and do you think he has a realistic shot to get there by the end of the year?
I don't think he can win rookie of the year because he's so inconsistent at this point, but I do think he's going to be a good player. You know, I like the Mobley pick. I'd be curious if Franz Wagner continues to go down this road and how he, like, really, I mean, he's been playing really well and getting numbers at times. So, but ultimately, like, my favorite rookie is Scotty Barnes, and I think Toronto is winning enough games where I do think the media will kind of look at, like, the impact on winning when it comes to rookie. Now, if the top five guys all were on bad teams, then I would say, hey, Cade Cunningham has a decent shot. But the fact that Mobley's impacting winning and Barnes is impacting winning, I think that the media will end up voting for one of those two guys. And I would bet that one of those two guys would win it.
Got about 2 minutes left here real quick. I do just want to quickly get to this this Grizzlies-Warriors game tonight. This is the one that I'm really excited to see. Grizzlies are two-point dogs at home against Golden State. Ja Morant has just been lights out this season. Ever since he came back, he's been so much fun to watch. The Grizzlies are a team now that's 28-14. They've certainly looked like a team that's on the rise. Now, I'm not saying anything about them winning the West or whatever it is this year, but just what do you see with this Memphis team as a whole, and maybe specifically Ja Morant in terms of their future as a team?
Yeah, so I like them today as like a sort of my one of my favorite picks. I do think they're going to beat the Warriors. I think the Warriors will come off that emotional high of, you know, the Klay Thompson thing. But so here's what happened. Like, when Ja Morant was playing, he thought he had to do everything on his own, and therefore he coasted on defense. Now, like, these guys guard, and everyone guards the ball a lot better. It's unprecedented to go from 30th in the NBA to a top five defensive team. I think they're at 6 right now, but they're definitely trending towards that direction. So it's one of those things where you hear the cliche, well, when the superstar goes out, maybe he can learn something when he's on the bench. This actually is happening. The superstar went out. The team showed the superstar how they can play, and they're a much better defensive team. And I think now he trusts his teammates. I think Ja is having he seems to be having more fun out there playing with these guys and trusting these guys. And those guys have sort of shaped in their own personality as well. You know, Desmond Bane or Dylan Brooks. And Jaren Jackson Jr., like, these guys are all coming into their own. And I think they all grew a bunch when they went 10-1 with Ja out. So I like the Memphis Grizzlies today. I think they're going to win by like 8 or 9 or 10, like something in that range. But, and I think people will be emotionally betting the Golden State Warriors still from the Klay Thompson thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been a big fan of Ja Morant since he was at Murray State. It's so much fun to watch him succeed. Scal, really appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on, man.
You got it, guys. Talk to you next week.
And that was Odyssey NBA insider Brian Scalabrine on the Roman Guest Hotline. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL. Coming up, we are looking ahead to what they now call Super Wild Card Weekend, one of my favorite weekends of the year. I cannot wait. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.